Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Life constantly throws challenges at us. Should we move house? Should I move to a different job because I've seen one that pays more? How can I resolve the dispute that I've got with my next-door neighbour? Should I tell my colleague that he's annoying me? How should I go about telling my daughter that I think she's seeing the wrong people? And a thousand other questions. The Bible focuses a lot of attention on the subject of wisdom in both the Old and the New Testaments. Wisdom is very different from knowledge. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but it will do you no good at all if you're not wise. Here James points to God as the source of wisdom and encourages his readers to understand that God loves sharing his wisdom with us. In the Old Testament, we learn a lot about wisdom in the book of Proverbs. There we find down-to-earth guidance for life in a way that's absolutely straightforward. At times it's a struggle to believe that it was written 3,000 years ago because it speaks so directly into our lives. Solomon speaks of wisdom as being a woman who's built a house with seven pillars, and for him the fundamental truth was that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Writing about 1,000 years later, James agrees with Solomon. Wisdom comes from God, and so anyone who wants it needs to get to know him better. That doesn't mean we will all immediately become wise when we become Christians, far from it. But it does mean that we have a personal relationship with the one who is the source of wisdom, together with an assurance that he can't wait to share it with us. The Bible is never in the business of giving us easy answers, but it does point us to the one who promises to accompany us as we seek to find the wise way forward. Thank you, Lord, that you're so keen to share your wisdom with us. Please help us to seek your wisdom with greater determination. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.